Good evening, Rav Osei. Welcome to our Thursday night Mishmar, and I wanted to talk about a little bit of preparation for Purim, Haba Alin Letova. And we know that the four M's or the four Mems of Purim, the Matoros Avyonim, Mishloach Manos, Megillah, Mishta. Tonight we're going to be talking about one quarter of that. We'll talk about Matoros Avyonim. One could argue maybe it's the most important of the group. Maybe. I'm not going to take sides, though. Let's assume that it's very chashuv. The Rambam, of course, says that you should spend more for your Matoros Avyonim than for your own partying and your Mishloach Manos. So in that sense, certainly Matoros Avyonim is a chashuv. But I want to talk about a very specific situation that hopefully, as we learn the sugya, we'll be able to answer. And the question I want to speak about is, what's the ideal way to give Matoros Avyonim? Let me explain. With your right hand. Okay. Maybe there's even a better way. Is it better to do Matanos Avyonim in a way that the recipient doesn't even realize that they're getting Matanos Avyonim? Because once you sort of walk over to a poor person on Purim and give them a check or a dollar or whatever you're giving them, if they're collecting, I'm not talking about that. They're very happy. They put themselves in a collecting mode. But if somebody is sitting at home and you knock on the door and say, "Happy Purim, here's a check for $100 or $400 or $1,000. So it's very nice, and they're certainly happy to get the money, but they realize that the community sees them as an Avyon, and you, the giver, see them as an Avyon. And there's certainly a bit of shame, accompanied and associated with that. And that's part of life. You know, if a person's poor and they want to receive tzedakah, so there's going to be a little measure of embarrassment. What could we say? And this is really what we're going to talk about primarily. Can I give a very extravagant mishloach manos, food for the whole Shabbos, food for all of Pesach, or whatever it would be, a large amount of food, in a way that it's an extravagant mishloach manos that would, he thinks he's getting a mishloach manos. In my mind, you know, I'm spending $200 on this mishloach manos that is going to be useful for him. It's really about Matoros Avyonim. So can I fulfill the mitzvah of Matoros Avyonim by giving him a very beautiful mishloach manos, a very expensive mishloach manos? And A, could I do it by giving food? And B, if I can be yotzei Matoros Avyonim by giving this very beautiful mishloach manos, did I kill two birds with one stone? Did I fulfill both mishloach manos and Matoros Avyonim in one fell swoop just by giving this very generous gift to the recipient? That's what I want to analyze tonight. And we're going to do so by seeing, we're going to do so by analyzing two sources, a Gemara that we're going to dissect almost to death, and then a parallel Yerushalmi, which seems to be the same as the Gemara, but there are going to be some minute differences. And the differences that we're going to find between these two versions of the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi is going to tell us an absolute different conclusion whether you could be Yotzei Matanos Avyonim by giving a beautiful Mishloach Manos. So let's look at the Gemara Megillah towards the top of the page. Everybody has... let me just share the people on my screen. Welcome, Mishpachas Krischer. Okay. Just adjusting my screen, hold on. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara in Megillah Zayin Amud Beis, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu, since the word Manos is in plural, two portions, L'Re'ehu is singular, so we learn Shnei Manos L'Ish Echad. Mishloach Manos is two gifts, two food items to one person. That's the whole requirement. Second bullet point, Matanos L'Avyonim, Avyonim is plural, Shtei Matanos L'Shnei Bnei Adam. You have to give a present to each of two recipients, needy recipients. Okay, that you knew. Now let's look at the next line, which is really going to be what we're going to work on. Story time. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, we know a little bit about him. He was very wealthy, wasn't he? Shadr Leila Rav Oshia. What? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? Okay, he's probably still got old money, I assume. Shadr Leila Rav Oshia, Itma de Iglatilsa. A thigh of an Iglatilsa. Maybe an Iglatilsa is a 3-year-old lamb. Maybe an Iglatilsa is the three-year-old calf or the third calf that was born. Either way, a really nice mishloach manos. A thigh of an animal. Vigarba dechamra, and a bottle of wine. That's pretty nice. Shalach lei, and the recipient, Rav Oshia, sent back to Rav Yehuda Nesia, thank you for your very beautiful mishloach manos. And I want to tell you, kiyamta ban rabenu, our dear Rebbe, you fulfilled mishloach manos ishlei ehu, u matanos le'evyonim. You fulfilled the mitzvah of mishloach manos and matanos le'evyonim. Presumably, it's clear from the Gemara that Rav Oshia was a poor person. So besides, when he received this very generous gift of a whole thigh of a calf, and a bottle of wine, or a barrel, or a jug, or whatever it is of wine, so he understood, the recipient understood, that this would be a fulfillment of two mitzvos, mishloach manos and matanos le'evyonim. It sounds like you could fulfill two mitzvos with one gift. That's what it sounds like from the simple reading of the Gemara. So if we stopped here, the answer was, yes, you could do mishloach manos and matanos le'evyonim in one fell swoop, give a really nice mishloach manos to a poor person, and you fulfill both mishloach manos and matanos le'evyonim.
Really nice or just simple?
It has to be... You're saying even if it's a simple gift, but it's to a poor person, yeah. So it fulfills both.
Yeah.
Okay. Some measure, it's going to have to be whatever measure fulfills Matanos Le'evyonim. Whatever the requirements for Mishloach, for Matanos Le'evyonim are, would have to fulfill that threshold. Whatever it is. So I don't want to get into the sugya of what's the minimum and maximum for Matanos Le'evyonim. Al regel achas, the Ritva says it's a pruta. But the poskim say that you should give the amount of a meal. It used to be $5, I guess, with two slices and a soda. I thought. Now let's assume $10 is probably reasonable. $10 to two aniyim, so that would be $20 for your response for your chiyuv. That's probably enough. So you give a mishloach manos package the amount of $10. Maybe you need double the amount. Maybe you need because it has to have its Mishloach Manos component and its Matanos Le'evyonim component. So you'll give a $40 gift. $40, you cover all your bases, right? You give a really nice gift and your Yotze, both. Your Yotze both with this one gift. Now we have to look at two very important Rashis. The Rashis that you probably would have skipped over because they're both Girsa Rashis. Hachi Garsinan, Kiyamta Banu Rabbeinu Mishloach Manos. Is that the Girsa that we have? The Gemara that we have says, "Kiyamta bo rabbeinu mishloach manos ishleyu umatanos levyonim," and he says, "Mishloach manos." Sounds from Rashi that maybe not the exact opposite of what we just tried to prove. We just tried to prove that the Gemara is telling us you yosei both. Rashi says, "No, the right girsa is it should only you should leave out the two words matanos levyonim." Why should I leave out the two words matanos levyonim? Maybe because Rashi is assuming that you're only yosei Mishloach Manos.
And that you can't yotzei anything other than cash?
We'll talk about that later. If you have to give money or you could give food. Look at the next Rashi. Hadar Shalach Lei. Did we have the words Hadar Shalach Lei in this Gemara? No?
No.
Logar Sinalei Hachar. Rashi says, yeah, you don't have those words here. Why is Rashi saying that you don't have these words here? Because there's a different version. There's a Yerushalmi. We're not going to look at the Yerushalmi inside. We're going to look at the Shiltos de Rav Chai Gaon, who learns like the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi and the Shiltos quotes this story of the gift that Rabbi Yehuda Nesia sent on Purim to Rav Oshia with a little bit of a different twist. And that different twist will come out with gigantic differences and will come out with us understanding how we could we kill two birds with one stone? Could we be yotzei mishloach manos and matanos le'evyonim with one gift? Welcome, Reb Avrami. Nice to see you, and welcome Torah Link. I don't know who Torah Link is, and good to see you, Dr. Pinter. I hope you have a quiet night in the hospital. So look at this Yerushalmi again. That's actually Shiltos. Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Again, the words are going to be a little bit different than the Bavli because it's a Shiltos. Shadalei Rav Hoshia, center of Hoshia. We have it Rav Oshia, here is quoted as Rav Oshia. The same gift. Atma de agla tilsa, a thigh of a calf, vigarba de chamra, and a barrel or a jug of wine. Shalach lei. So Rav Oshi, the recipient, sends a message of thank you back to Rav Yehuda and says, Kiyam to banu rabbeinu mishlach manos ish re'ehu. One, thank you. Thank you for giving me mishlach manos. Hadar, look at this. Hadar shalach lei. This is what Rashi says, don't be goreis. But look at what this Girsa does say now. Hadar shalach lei, iglatilsa. He sent him a, what did he send now in the second gift? An entire calf. That's interesting. Shadalei igla tilsa vitlasa gabi chamra, and three jugs of wine. That's a gigantic addition of what he sent. And what did Rav Oshia, the recipient, say? Shalachlei kiyamta bar rabbeinu matanos le'evyonim. What is this Yerushalmi saying? What is this Shilta saying? He's saying that the story had two parts. The first part was, thank you for your mishloach manos. And then when he sent the same gift again, thank you for matanos le'evyonim. What did we answer, Avi? We just answered that you could fulfill matanos le'evyonim with food. With food. That you see clearly. But wait a second. Why did he change the gift from a thigh and a jug to a full animal and three jugs? Is it that for matanos le'evyonim you have to give much more than a mishloach manos? Okay. He wanted to give more from Matanos Le'evyonim. Fine. So, also, what's the Chiddush? According to this Yerushalmi, what's the Chiddush? Why did the recipient send back, thank you for giving me Mishloach Manos, and then you sent him another gift to say, thank you for giving me Matanos Le'evyonim? Oh, so Shalom is saying that a whole calf wouldn't be Yotzei Mishloach Manos. Yeah, so Chumash Hadashin is going to say like you. So the second gift can't be mishloach manos because it's not ready to eat. Very good. The thigh sounds like maybe it was a cooked thigh. It might have been a cooked thigh.
The second one wasn't a cooked, you mean?
It was a cow.
A live cow.
Iglatilsa, maybe a dead cow. But it was an iglatilsa.
Cow and milk.
What?
A cow and milk. So it's mishloach manos.
So the second one seems not to be mishloach manos. But he says that was matanos le'evyonim. But it seems from this version that the first gift, which was just a thigh and one bottle of wine, was thank you for your mishloach manos and nothing more. It seems from this version that you can't fulfill two birds with one stone, even though the recipient was obviously poor. How do I know that the recipient was poor? Because on the second gift, the recipient says thank you for fulfilling matanos le'evyonim. So clearly the recipient is poor. And still, it wasn't considered matanos le'evyonim the first time around. Why not? It must be that, you said it before, you can't fulfill mishloach manos and matanos le'evyonim in the same gift. So you gave a gift as mishloach manos. You still give a second gift on Purim afternoon, a few hours later, and that can be matanos le'evyonim. That's a good question. The first time around, the second time around, it's clear that it couldn't have been mishloach manos, because it wasn't ready to eat. As we'll see, Tzitzis Hadash will make that point. How did he know that the first time around was mishloach manos and not matanos le'evyonim? That is a question that has to be answered. Yeah. Okay, hold that. Okay. So I want to share with you, I want to analyze these two versions. Again, we have our Bavli, which sounds like the simple reading of the Bavli is that there was a gift and the recipient said, thank you for fulfilling both mitzvahs. And the Yerushalmi, and the Shiltos, where there are two separate gifts. Each gift is a separate mitzvah of either Mishloach Manos or Matanos Le'evyonim. Let's look at how the Turi Evan learns this sugya. Who's the Turi Evan? The Turi Evan was the Shagas Aryeh. He was born in 1695, and he was the Rav of Volozhin. Yeah, the Shagas Aryeh was the Rav of Volozhin. Good to know. So besides the Shagas Aryeh, he also wrote the Turei Evan on Maseches Megillah, and he's going to have a very interesting analysis, which I already spoke out part of. And let's see how he deals with this Gemara that, again, I already presented part of it. Kiyam Tabaru Rabbeinu. When the recipient sends the thank you note, he says, you're Mekayim in me, you know, both the Matar Zavion and Mishloach Manos. Zachor Nira Li Lefarish Tahikamar. Debahani Bez Matanos. But these two food items, Atma Vigarva, the thigh and the bottle of wine, Kiyam Mishloach Manos Ishli Ehu. Da'ika beis matanos v'gam ki matanos avyonim derav oshiani haya. The Turi Eved says is a Yushalmi somewhere that shows that he's an ani. So definitely, there's a fulfillment. We know that Rav Ashi was an ani, so you fulfilled both mitzvahs with this one gift. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. When we call Makom, nearly Iker, I think that's not how you read that Gemara. I don't think you could. He's about to say, we call Makom nearly Iker, Dibishiluach beiz matanos evyon echad, eino olalo shtehan. You cannot double dip. You can't use the same gift to be yotzei both mitzvahs. Ela o mishloach manos to evyon. I'm sorry, Ella o mishloach manos. Why? Because even though he's poor, he's still mishloach manos ish re'ehu. He's still re'ehu, even though he's poor. To evyon lo nafim bichla re'ehu. He's still a re'ehu eligible to receive mishloach manos. And separate from the mishloach manos, you still have to give tzedakah to two separate people. V'tzarech lishloach ol beiz matanos v'shnei evyon in the kai mitzvahs matanos. Fine. Aval, as I have in bold, lekan ulekan, you can't do. Lo lekan ulekan. You can't have one gift that fulfills both mitzvahs. So what's the question? The question would be, how come, if you look at the Gemara, what did Rav Oshia respond? Rabbi, thank you for your gift. You fulfilled Mishloach Manos Ishlevi Ehu Matanos Levyonim. I thought the Turi Evan, the Shag Zari, says you can't fulfill two things with one stone. You can't fulfill two mitzvahs with one package. He's just finishing the pasuk. He really means thank you for your mishloach manos. So you fulfill the pasuk, ah, mishloach manos. By the way, what's the end of the pasuk? Matanos levyonim. But not that you actually fulfilled matanos levyonim. It's just that you fulfilled this mitzvah, mishloach manos, but it's not actually a fulfillment of matanos levyonim. That's how the Turi Evan wants to learn this Gemara. But you cannot fulfill both with one stone, with one gift. What? It's not so satisfying. And now he says, and I'll prove it to you. I'll prove that you can't fulfill two mitzvahs with one stone. From where? From the Yushalmi, from the Shiltas that we just saw together. Because there it's clear that the gift was sent. It's talking about the same story, the same historical event. And the way the Yushalmi records that historical event, it was sent once, and he said, thank you for your mishloach manos. And then there was another gift later, and it was thank you for your matanos evyonim. In fact, look at the gift. What was the gift the first time in the Bavli? It was a thigh, an itma, digla, and a garva. It was a thigh and a bottle of wine. That was, in the Yishalmi, remember there were two gifts? That was the first gift. That was the third first gift, a thigh and a bottle of wine, one thigh and one bottle of wine, which in the Yishalmi says, thank you for your mishloach manos. So you see that that's the same story. It happens to be the Yishalmi has another story that happened later with a whole animal, a whole gotilsa, and three barrels of wine. But that's extraneous. That's something extra, and that's not going to be the. That's not what the Bavli has. So it seems from the Turi Evan that you cannot kill two birds with one stone. And our Gemara, the Bavli, is only recording half of the story, because. And when the Gemara says umatanos levyonim, it's just the end of the pasuk. But really, you only could fulfill mishloach manos. That's the Turi Evan's take on this Gemara. Now, I want to analyze the language of the appreciate these two versions that we have. According to the version that we have, if we read the Gemara simply the way we read, you know, at the outset of the shir, Rav Yehuda sent a thigh and a bottle of wine, and Rav Oshia said, thank you, you fulfilled the mitzvah of matanos mishloach manos and matanos avyonim. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? The chiddush of the Gemara is that you could fulfill two mitzvahs with one time. According to the Yushalmi, we're going to be in a bind. Rav Yehuda sends a gift to Rav Oshia, and Rav Oshia sends, thank you, you fulfilled the mitzvah mishloach manos. Why do I need... Why does Chazal need to record that for all of posterity?
Maybe I can't give the same person Shlach Manos and Matanos
Levyonim. Even though they're two separate gifts?
Same time.
Fascinating. No, they're two separate times.
Separation.
So Eli, my question is, according to the Yushalmi, what's the Chiddush? Again, the Yushalmi presents two cases, two events that happened on one Purim day. Rav Yehuda Nasiya sent a small gift to which the Rav Oshia said, thank you for your mishloach manos. Then he sent a big gift and said, thank you for your matanos avyonim. What's the chiddush of that first line of the Gemara. Why do we need to know for all posterity that Yehuda sent him a gift? Why don't we record that Eli Blum came to Rabbi Orlian and brought him Mishloach Manos, and I said, thank you for fulfilling the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos.
You may say, say that the first reason he had to after the second one is because you may think that he gave a second one because he didn't fulfill his obligation. Oh, I only have a little thing, I have to give you more. He said, no, you fulfilled your obligation with the first statement that you gave. Now you're giving me as Matana Saviona.
So wait, I want to know just the first half. The first half, he gave a thigh of a calf. I would be very happy if somebody would walk into my house with a thigh of meat, with a calf thigh. I'd be very happy. If any of you want to come into my house with a side of beef jerky, I would be overjoyed. And a bottle of wine to top it off. And to say after that, oh, you were Mikhail Mishloach Manos? What's the Chiddush?
Was he a Kohen?
Let's not assume he was a Kohen. It says explicitly in that line, the first gift, he said, thank you for Mishloach Manos. Later in the day, he said, when he gave the bigger gift, he said, thank you for your Matan Savyonim. I wonder what's the Chiddush of that first line of the Gemara.
If Yehuda said thank you Mishloach Manos, you could say he's also Matan Savyonim.
Oh. Yerushalmi is Bedavka saying, by saying the first time you were fulfilling Mishloach Manos, that was his code word of saying that you only... Mishloach Manos, don't think that you could also fulfill Matanos Avyonim thereby. But how did he know that it wasn't just Matanos Avyonim? Maybe it was Matanos Avyonim.
Maybe it was.
How did he know that you're Mekayim Mishloach Manos? Maybe the giver was Mekayim Matanos Avyonim. You're saying that it's trying to show you can only be Yotzei
one. Matanos Avyonim, he just only had to give him one thing.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So the fact that he gave two things...
Also, it was cooked. It was ready and already.
That doesn't mean that it's not Matanos Savyonim. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
But since he was a poor person, obviously, he could receive it as sending him Matanos Savyonim because the
so how did the...
goes to your social, not to the poor people usually. So I'm a poor people.
No, so we said that you could give a Mashloch Manos to a poor person. They're Jews, just like, you know, less than anyone else.
Truth of the matter is the first gift qualified for Matanos Avyonim, because it was
Tula. Then how, if it first gift qualified for Matanos Avyonim, then how did Rav Hoshea know that it was Mishloach Manos? Maybe it was Matanos Avyonim. How did he say with confidence, you fulfilled Mishloach Manos?
So he assumed that it was
according
to the
apostle. He didn't know he was going to get anything else the first time around.
That's true.
If a guy...
I know he wouldn't skip over the first part of the pasuk and going directly to the
He end. Think he expected to get a second gift later in the day?
Make a difference.
Maybe in the crowd inside, Mishloach Manos. Why not?
Like, then you don't have to say, then we don't need a Gemara.
Why?
The Gemara sounds like he's saying, I want to let you know you were fulfilled in fulfillment of Mishloach Manos.
Mishloach Manos, and then there comes a second part to show you that.
But why don't you do Yerushalmi to say, do we have Yerushalmis that says that the Chazan brings Rabbi Stern, his next door neighbor, the Mishloach Manos, and it was Yotzei the Mitzvah Mishloach? Like, there's no Chiddush. That has to be a Chiddush in the Yerushalmi.
No.
I want to share with you the Netziv's answer to this. The Netziv says, you know what the Chiddush is that I might not have realized? Who's to say that drinks count as Mishloach Manos? That a drink.
Yeah.
One of the two things was a thigh and wine. I might not have known without this Yerushalmi, I might not have known that fulfills the Mishloach Manos at all. Maybe you need two manos, two servings. Maybe a drink doesn't count. Says the Netziv, look at the second piece of the Netziv that I have here. Ubarishona kamash malan kamosha kasa b'prichadash b'shem chumas hadashen. You know what? That you yotze b'mashke. That, you know. Oh, so the Gemara has a Chiddush. The Yerushalmi has a Chiddush. There's a delivery of a thigh and bottle of wine. There's a Chiddush. He's yotze Mishloach Manos. What's the Chiddush? That even wine counts, even a drink counts. Oh, what's the Chiddush of the second one? The Chiddush of the second gift.
There's only one money.
The same person, Mishloach Manos, and
is that you can do it with a shliach?
No, we don't see that it was with a shliach. Let's see what he says. Ubarishona, let's look at this nitziv together. Ubarishona, kamash malan. And the second piece that I cut and paste from the Netziv, and there's in the Hamek Shela 67, on the Shilta 67. Barishona kamash malan kamosh kazu b'prichadav shemet shuvas hadashen sheyotzi b'mashke mishemanas. Fine, that even a mashke works. U'b'shniyah sheshalach Rav Yehuda nesiyah l'Rav Hoshea igla tilsa etc. He gave a huge amount in the second gift, right? He gave a whole cow and three jugs of wine. He gave more than you need to eat in a day, right? Most people don't finish a cow in a day. What is the Rebbe Elazar going to have to do with it?
Share it.
Or sell it. That's how he knew that it was Matan Sof Yon. What does that mean? The second exchange, I'm not sure what that line meant, but the last part of the Nesev is that, you know what the Rav Oshi responded when he got the second gift and said, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Matar Sev Yonim? That's his way of saying that this last gift cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Why not? Why can this second gift cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Matar Sev Yonim? Of Mishloach Manos? Because two items, it was a whole cow and three jugs of wine. Because it wasn't ready. So that's how we will learn the Yerushalmi, the two versions of the Yerushalmi.
Do you still have to give two different aniyim?
Yes, you'd have to give this. Matanos of Yonah means you gave one ani, and of course you're going to have to find another ani to fulfill this mitzvah. You're Mikhaim, this gift to me fulfilled this part of Matanos Avion. Right, you have to give to another Avion, of course.
It has to be, if he's giving so much, it's like feeding a family. That's more than one honey. There's a whole fest.
Ooh, that's a big chiddush. If you give, I don't know the halacha. If you give, instead of giving $20 to five people, if you give $100 to a family of five, is that Matanos Levionim to five people or to one person? That's a great question, Mr. David. I don't know. Okay. So we're building towards it. If you read the Gemara, the Aruch Gemara, in the simple literal reading, it sounds like you could fulfill you could fulfill both with one gift. The Yerushalmi sounds like you can't. Okay, fine. Now, let's see the Ksav Sofer, who asks this as a question, and he has a different take on the sugya. The Ksav Sofer, here in Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, that you see here, Sheilascha, you asked, Misha Sholech La'ani Mine Maichla Mishta Sheyotze Bo Yidei Mishlach Manos. You gave Mishlach Manos. Could you also be Yotzi with that? Tarti, both mitzvahs. If you have in mind also, Matanos Levyonim. Or do we have to say that the Matanos Levyonim has to be separate and apart from your Mishlach Manos? That's our question. Okay, so he goes through our Gemara, which we're not going to go into. He mentions the Turi Evan that we're not going to go into. But he has a fascinating way to read the Gemara and a fascinating insight that he wants to suggest. And it goes with one, I have to give one prelude to his incredibly insightful chiddush. What's the halacha if you knock on someone's door and you bring them a beautiful chocolate platter and they answer the door and they say, wow, that is so thoughtful of you, you know, I'm really trying to go on a diet, and this is going to be terrible for me. Do me a favor, ke'ilu hiskabalti, consider it as though I took it, but, you know, maybe give it. Let your kids eat it. It's not good if it's in my house. It's just not good for it to have it in my house. No, it didn't take it. So is the person who refuses, if I bring it and the recipient refuses it, did I still fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? So Shulchan Aruch says, I fulfilled the mitzvah, yes. The Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says that if, look what I have underlined here, Im ein rotzel kabel yotza hamishalech. The giver fulfilled the mitzvah even though the recipient did not want to accept it. And the Pri Chadash says, where do you know that from in Shas? Where do you see in Shas that if you give Mishloach Manos to somebody and the recipient doesn't want to accept it, the giver still fulfilled the mitzvah? And look what the Ksav Sofer suggests. He says, it's from our story he said, listen to how he's going to read the story that we had. In the Gemara that we had, Rav Yehuda sent a gift, and the Rav Oshi responded, thank you for fulfilling the simple reading that we have, Matanos Avyonim and Mishloach Manos. How could the recipient know that this was a double gift. If a poor person happens to get a nice platter on Purim, how does he, would he say, oh, Mr. Giver, you just fulfilled the mitzvah Mishlach Manas and Matan Sevyon. Maybe it's just Mishlach Manas. How could the recipient know that the giver is, you'll say both of them. The giver gives a beautiful platter, a sushi platter. You give a sushi platter to a poor person. Could that poor person say, you fulfilled both Mishlach Manas and Matan Sevyon? How does, in order to, if we say that you could kill two birds with one stone and you could fulfill both mitzvahs, that's only going to be if you have intent to fulfill both mitzvahs. You're going to, you have intent that I'm giving you this sushi platter or this fruit platter with the intent to fulfill both mitzvahs. How does the recipient know what the giver was thinking? I mean, if the giver says, I'm giving you, because you're so poor, I'm going to give you a really nice mishloach manos, but because you're so poor, I want to fulfill mitzvah matan levyonim also with this. I don't think that's what happens. That's certainly not a nice thing to do. That's how I read it. But listen to what the Ksav Sofer says. You know how the recipient, Harav Oshia, knew that the giver fulfilled both? Because when Rav Oshia received this fruit platter, you know what he had in mind? I'm refusing to accept your Mishloach Manos. What's the halacha? What did we say a minute ago? Your Yotzei. The giver would fulfill the Mishloach Manos. But yet, even though I'm refusing to accept your Mishloach Manos, what am I going to do? I'm going to accept it. The Torah is Matanos Avyonim. I'm going to refuse your Mishloach Manos gift to me. Your Yotzei Mishloach Manos. Yet I'm going to take it, and there, by me taking it as Matanos Avyonim, I know definitively that you fulfill Mishloach Manos. Because even if you had in mind to do Mishloach Manos with it, I refuse to accept it. So I know that you are Yotzei your Mishloach Manos. Yet I'm still taking it. I'm taking it to make it be your Matanos Levyonim. And therefore, we have Rabbi Avram, do you see this incredible incredible pshat that he's saying? That by refusing to take the Mishloach Manos, he's fulfilling, he's making the Menosein Yotzei the Mishloach Manos, and by staking the fruits nevertheless, that fulfills the Mitzvah Matanos Levyonim. He's sort of forcing, he's the recipient is forcing the giver to fulfill both mitzvahs. We're going to talk about Chavilos later if we have time. Let's see that inside. V'yesh Lomar. Bottom of page 2. T'shalach l'Rav Yehuda Nasiya l'kai b'mishlach manos. The gift, the sender gave it as mishlach manos. V'hu, but the recipient of Oshia lo ratzel l'kai b'menu avur shalach manos. And when, by refusing, what was the halacha? We said that if you refuse, the giver fulfills the mitzvah anyway. So we've been discussing, are you able to fulfill Matanos Levyonim and Mishloach Manos in one fell swoop? If you can, I just discovered a gigantic discovery. If I could fulfill Matanos Levyonim and Mishloach Manos with one beautiful Mishloach Manos package to a poor person, you know what I could do? I could solve the whole problem of embarrassing people by giving them Matanos Levyonim gifts. Instead of walking around with $200 checks on Purim, I'm going to walk around with, I'm going to give out, you know, 3 bottles of wine, 3 bottles of grape juice, 2 boxes of macaroons, 3 bullets of salami. I'm going to give them $200 worth of food for Pesach, before Pesach. And I'm going to say, Happy Purim, and here's a Freilich and Mishloach Manos. And in my mind, I'm going to have in mind to be Yotzei Matanos Levyonim. And what did I just do thereby? I prevented the person from feeling embarrassed. But that only will work if you could fulfill your Matanos Levyonim with 2 birds with 1 stone. And, of course, obviously, it's only going to work if you could fulfill Matanos Levyonim with food. So that's going to be a necessary prerequisite. Now, let's look at this point that I just raised. Look at what I wrote on the bottom, page 3. If you could fulfill both for, both together, it's a great way of avoiding embarrassment. So Paskin Mishlei, top of page 4. Matan b'seiser yichpe af. If you give tzedakah b'seiser, that pushes away Hashem's anger. It pushes away anger. In other words, it's good to give matan b'seis. So of course, which we know from Hilchos Tzedakah. But I want to ask you a different question. And this is a big chakir in the sugya matanos levyonim. Is matanos levyonim a din of tzedakah, but it's tzedakah that you have to do on Purim? Or is there a mitzvah called, a Purim dika mitzvah called matanos levyonim? It's not tzedakah. It's a mitzvah matanos levyonim. It's not a mitzvah tzedakah. What's the nafkamina? Does it have the parameters of tzedakah? If you assume that it has the parameters of tzedakah, so whatever parameters you have for tzedakah, you should have for matanos levyonim. If it's a special halacha in Purim, it's not a tzedakah mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of Purim. Maybe a simcha tzedakah mitzvah, making sure every Jew could be sameach, making sure every Jew, as the Shemus HaDesh suggests, every Jew has Purim food. Maybe I have to make sure that it's specifically earmarked to buy food for Purim itself, meaning I give him money so he could have food for his Suda. Some Rishonim might say that the money has to be used for Purim food alone. You can't just use it to pay your rent. I don't think we pass like that, but there are those who say that. So if that's the case, we could really try to figure out, if you assume that it's a regular din of tzedakah, but the Torah says give us tzedakah on Purim day. So it has the halachas of tzedakah, like give matan b'seser, if you can, which is a higher level of tzedakah. If it's nothing to do with tzedakah, it's a mitzvah of Purim, of Simchas Purim, and sharing Purim festivities even with the most vulnerable among us, even with the poor people. So maybe there's no din of matan b'seser because it's not a tzedakah mitzvah; it's a mitzvah of Purim mitzvah.
Could you use meiser money?
Oh, so that's going to be another question: could you use meiser money? If it's a din of The halacha is, let's not talk about the additional monies that people give. Let's talk about the base. Let's say you're just going to be giving $20. $10 to one poor person, $10 to another poor person. Could you count those $20 as your meiser money? The answer is that halacha, you're not allowed to use the money for your meiser money for this, because anything that you're obligated to do, you're not allowed to use meiser money for. If you give $20 of your own and you want to give another $5,000 out of your pocket for matanos levyonim, which is a great idea, that you could, of course, use meiser money, but not the minimal obligation to fulfill the mitzvah. So, suggest the Mishnah Halachos, that's from Menashe HaKotan Klein, a very interesting svara. Avi raised the question, maybe there's a problem in fulfilling two mitzvahs at once, meaning giving one beautiful mishloach manos and having in mind that it should count both for mishloach manos and matanos levyonim. Maybe that should have a different problem of Avi. Which problem? Enos mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Yeah, you can't use the same cup of kiddush. You can't use the cup for kiddush, also for your cup for benching. You can't kill two birds with one stone. If you have in mind to fulfill mishloach manos and matanos levyonim with one package, with one care package, that's Enos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Says the Ksav Sofer, wait a second. When do we say Enos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? You can't kill two mitzvahs with one act or with one chefza. That's normally. But if you would be doing it, if we allow you to fulfill both the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim and Mishloach Manos with one package, you're doing a hiddur in Matanos Levyonim. Why is there a hiddur in Matanos Levyonim? Because the ani doesn't feel bad, doesn't feel embarrassed. So when do we say you can't do Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas? Stam. But if you're going to be doing Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas in a way that allows you to do a hiddur in that mitzvah, why can't you do a Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas? Because it shows you don't care about the mitzvahs. Because you're not doing the mitzvahs. It's a cheaper way. You're trying to get the mitzvahs. It's like, I don't want to do the mitzvah. Just do whatever minimal I have to do to get away with it. But if by doing the Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas, you are elevating the mitzvah that you're doing it more behider, suggests the Mishnah Halachos of Menashe HaKotan Klein, then we wouldn't apply the Isra of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So if this will be allowed to do both with one gift, it would be a way to avoid embarrassment. It would be a hiddur in the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim, assuming that you learn it's a type of tzedakah, and then you would be allowed to do it without the problem of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. That's what this Mishnah Halachas wants to suggest. That's the chiddush that he wants to suggest. I want to just finish off with an interesting insight from the Divrei Yatziv. The Divrei Yatziv is the Kloisenberger, and we've used his tshuvas before, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and he has different ha'aras regarding Matanos Avyonim. At first he asks, which is fundamental to our whole question, is do you have to give money or could you give food? Okay, so money is money.
It's not.
Money doesn't have to be hard silver.
No.
That's because it's a special gzeiras hakasa. You can't be mekadesh isha with whatever. Okay. So the question is, could you give food? So the answer is going to be obvious. Because if you look at the top of page 5, the Rambam says explicitly that when you're giving mishloach manos, look at what the Rambam says. Nosel chol echad matana achas. You give two people, each one you give a gift. O ma'os, o mine tavshil, o mine ochlen. Either cooked food or uncooked food. That is all fine for your matanos avyonim. So matanos avyonim is, what? I think that's what he means. He means mine tavshil, o mine ochlen. For matanos avyonim, you could bring him, for matanos avyonim, you could bring, what?
Ochlen could be fruit. It's still food.
Yeah, but it's matanos avyonim. You could bring him. A cow is certainly food. A dead cow? A shechted cow?
The one that was sent over to Hoshea.
Fine. That's Matanos Avyonim. If I give somebody a $3,000 cow, that's Matanos Avyonim. It doesn't have to be food.
How do you see that in the Rambam?
The Rambam says, Omine Tavjil, Omine Uchlin.
So Uchlin are food, like an apple or a challah. And Tavjil is a stew or a challah. Something that's cooked.
What? I can't give clothing? I can't give a winter coat and a blanket?
In the Rambam. You may be able to, but not for the Rambam.
Okay, Avi's suggesting that the Rambam only allows money and food and not necessarily anything else. Like even raw foods, you say, might not even work for Matanos Avyonim. Except we have Yerushalmi that says the whole cow...
That's fine, but not the Rambam.
Was good. Okay, but we have a fresh Yerushalmi that would allow it. Okay, leave that. But the Divrei Yatziv brings a beautiful raya from a different Gemara. The Gemara is talking about, in the beginning of Megillah, and Daf Dalet, talks about when could Purim fall out. And it says, Purim can't be on Shabbos. Why can't you read Megillah on Shabbos? Einayim shel aniyim mitzapos, what's the Lashon? Nesuos lemikra Megillah. They're looking, the poor people can't wait for a mikra Megillah. Why? Because that's when they get Matanos Avyonim. Can I ask you a question? If for Matanos Avyonim you could give food, why can't you do it on Shabbos?
Can't be king on Shabbos.
If it's food, you could give food. For a mitzvah, you can. For a mitzvah, you can.
For a mitzvah, you can be king on Shabbos.
For a mitzvah, you can. So the Kleisberg Rebbe asks, how could the Gemara say that you can't have Megillah on Shabbos because the Aniyim are waiting for their Matanos Avyonim? Just give food, and you can do it. It sounds from that Gemara that what? That the Iker, not that you can't, but the Iker, Matanos Avyonim, is not food items. It's money. It's money. That's certainly the Iker, even though it's not, even though maybe you could fulfill the mitzvah. So this was a little bit, I let me just try to wrap up what we just said this evening. What we said this evening is that we have a possibly a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether or not you could fulfill two with one, both Matanos Avyonim and Mishloach Manos, and that would determine whether or not, and it's only assuming, of course, that you could use food for Matanos Avyonim, and the Ksav Sofer said that the use of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim will solve the problem. Because it will be a hider in the Matanos Avyonim. And if this does work, then we solve the problem of giving Matanos Avyonim in a way that's embarrassing to people, because we could just give them very beautiful food gifts. And I know it's from Matanos Avyonim. They think it's Mishloach Manos, and I could alleviate their embarrassment in a way that will hopefully make them happier. And the problem is, will it work or not? The simple reading of Ari Gemara says that it does. The simple reading of the Yerushalmi sounds like you can't do both with one, and that's why after the first gift that Rav Yehuda gave Rav Oshia, he said you were fulfilled Mishloach Manos, and then after the second gift, he said you were fulfilled Matan Zevyonim, as if to teach us you cannot have fulfilled both with one gift. So that's the Bavli and Halacha Maisa. How do we hold? I don't know. Could you give both in one? But it sounds like we have possibly simply a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi about this topic. Okay. Thank you, everybody. But I want to hear some. One second.